Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to be back again on this wonderful, phenomenal Thursday evening. I am your host, Jerome Lee, and the show is Straight from the Street, Straight from the Street. And today is a good topic that I think that we're going to be engaging and looking at. And I think for me personally, I think that this is a topic that I struggle with in my own personal life as being someone being absent, as I spoke last week with you about incarceration and being incarcerated. I like to share a little bit about life missing moments. That would be my topic today, life missing moments. There's so much that goes on in our life and our everyday living and loving and just trying to be the best woman, the best man, the greatest uncle, aunt, niece, nephew, granddad, grandma, or uncle that sometimes we miss. We miss the big picture. In therapy, they call it not being present. It means that physically you're there, but mentally and emotionally, you're not there. So today I want to discuss a little bit in somewhat length about missing moments in our lives. And I will be hosting this. I think next week we'll have some guests come aboard. But again, this show is Straight from the Street, and we're dealing with mental health topics, and we also talk about love. This show talks about community things, mental health, love, and spirituality. So our today's topic is, from a mental health perspective, life missing moments. And a lot of times in life, I think that we forget that as we go through life, when we find ourselves in crises or in pain, some people laugh their way through pain, but you can't laugh away pain. It's ever present. And sometimes what we do, it will be pain versus promises, because a lot of us gave promises to kids, our significant others, and we made our words something that we're supposed to uphold, but we're not present. And you remember what I said? That word is absent. Absent, absent, you're absent. You're there physically, but emotionally and mentally, you're absent. So in this point, what I've come to find out in life is that a lot of times as men and people, we masquerade our pain. We use beer. We use other added substances. We use guns, power, violence, weed, sexual acts, all these things to replace the pain that we're going through. But there's a difference between going through and growing through. What God wants us to do is grow through the pain. When you grow through a situation, ladies and gentlemen, you learn the lesson. If you go through, then you don't learn the lesson. So what God does is that he puts things through for you, or a lesson for you. And if you don't catch the lesson, a friend of mine said to me, he said, good things come to those who wait. Don't you believe it? I said, yes, good things do come to those who wait. He said, well, who lied to you? I said, what do you mean? He said, good things do come to those who wait. I said, what do you mean? He said, yes, good things do come to those who are awake. But you better hope that you're not sleep on arrival. So good things come to those who are awake, but if you sleep on arrival, you'll miss it. So I asked him, give me what you mean. He said, any point of this conversation that we have and you miss it, we're going to never come back to it. So good things do come to those who wait, but you bet not be sleep on arrival, meaning you have to be able to hear everything what they're saying. So I thank God that I was able to hear what he was saying. Good things do come to those who wait, but if you sleep on arrival, you'll miss it. So please don't miss this. So in this show, I want you to be able to grab a pen and a friend and somebody that we can sat down at the table of brotherhood and sisterhood as a community and look at some mental health issues. And maybe there's some tips in here that can help you, or there may be some tips that can help you to give to somebody else. So everything may not be for everybody, but there's something in here for everybody. Let me say that again. There's something in here for somebody. Maybe not for everybody, but it's something in here for somebody. So hopefully that is you. So what I've learned in life, period, or even in ministry, is that we substitute. This is the greatest substitute society in the world. So instead of washing dishes, we lose paper plates, paper cups. And everything is instant. Put it in the microwave and it's done instant. So instant oatmeal, but life is not instant. It has a process to it. And what we try to do is substitute money for time. So if I can't be with you, here's the money to go get your shoes or your hair done on. So what I'm trying to do is give you the money for my time. So with kids, we give toys as time. Toys. Can't be with you, son, but here's that PlayStation 3 for you. Or here's that game to go in the PlayStation. So you can't get my time, but you can get my resources. Exchange. So this is what we learn in life. So what I'm learning, or as I hope that we will all come to learn, is how to give a person a promise. And that's P-R-O-M-I-S-A, a promise. A lot of kids, what I've learned, are still waiting for their mom or dad's promise. I promise to come and pick you up. And they never showed up, waiting on the curb. Even though you're 40 years old, the 16-year-old part of you is still waiting for your dad to still pick you up. And that's what I call pain versus promise. Pain versus promise. And in that case, there are things within all of our lives. And I would also say that some of us have pleasure over promise. Can you substantiate that or clarify that? Sure. Pleasure is something that you grasp and it's fleeting. The promise is your word, your honesty, your loyalty, your truth, your trust, your integrity, your love. That's what that promise is. But sometimes we chose to go on that date instead of being with you. Kids, or you chose to go to a basketball game, you chose something bigger than your word because that kid or your daughter or your son or someone is still waiting for that promise that you gave to them. And what I also want to say that in life, as we look at it from one perspective, is that a lot of us have Band-Aids on wounds in our lives that really need to be stitched up. So the word self-esteem. Self-esteem is the way that you see yourself. And you can only see in others what you see in yourself. A liar thinks that everybody lies. A thief thinks that everybody steals. But it's not like that. Because you can only see in me what you see in yourself. So if you say that I'm great, then you great. And I have an adage that I use. It's called good, better, best, great. Good, better, best, great. You may come in on this show saying that I may just feel good. Well, I want you to be better. I want you to be your best. And I want you to be great. So the only way that you can be great in this life is that you have to work on those missing moments in your life, those things that cause you Maalox moments at night. So in life, there's no shortcuts. If there's anything that you want in life, you have to work for it. No one comes to earth with everything inside of them. It's not a TP. TP means total package. None of us have the total package. As you go through, we're hoping that you would grow through, because if you go through, you don't get them lessons, but if you grow through, you'll get the lesson. God has a lesson with your name on it. Are you coming to class today? Are you available to be able to say, I'm wrong, Dad, I apologize? We talked a little bit about that last week, talked about forgiveness. So some of us have Band-Aids in our life that need stitches, meaning that you're bleeding over in situations that you shouldn't be. You should be healed. We say that a half-truth is a whole lie. Love is not love until you give it away. And it's a song that says, he saw the best in me when everyone else around didn't see it. But God saw the best in me. So I want to speak right now to some of the promises that you made to people and that you didn't keep them. Today is the day that we can go back and say, I'm sorry, and do you forgive me? Forgive. And there's a lot of holes in our lives where we need forgiveness into. Forgiveness for what we did, what we said, or what we didn't do. Because there's still a lot of men and women walking around with promises that have your name on it, my name on it, that we didn't deliver. But oh, glory be to God that today we can start anew. We can make an amend. We can do a new affirmation. We can be a new man, a new woman, a new person, where we can come to this format called the radio, straight from the street, and go straight to your heart, to your cardia, your thoughts, will, and emotions, and open up the definition of cardia. The Greek word means your thoughts, will, and emotions. So when you say, stop playing with my heart, it's not the physical heart that pumps blood. It's the other heart, the thoughts, the will, and emotion. So when God says he wants to clean heart, blood cleans your heart, but your thoughts, will, and emotion. That's what God wants to work with within us. They're missing moments in life. And you know you can't go back and redo anything. The word re means to go back, record, redo. You can remember that God is in the healing business, and we are his children, and God wants the best for you. So in order to get the best promise that God has your name on, you have to go back and say, forgive me for not being the best me. And today, I forgive myself, and I forgive those who have trespassed against me, and that I want to pay the best me. And there are a lot of men and women under the sound of my voice listening today who I think are great human beings. And sometimes we lose hope. We forget the promise of what God says. So in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. There's a hope with your name on it. There's a future with your name on it. We're all God's children, first round draft picks, like I said last week. And sometime in life, we need to go to the locker room. Life has a locker room, if you didn't know it. It's called timeout. You can go in and look at the playbook. Talk to God about what's in your peripheral. And say, God, you made me. And there are things that I want to do to be the best me. And the first step is forgive. And then after you forgive, you should be able to move on into your new promise. And I'm so glad today that there's a relationship that needs your attention. There's a family member who needs your hug, your opinion. They need your understanding. There's someone who needs your hug. There's someone who needs you to be present all the way today. And today is a new day that you can give your promise and give your presence. And there's nothing like the three P's: your presence, your promise, and your power. Three P's: your presence, your promise, and your power. And that's what God is asking for us today. The three P's: your presence. Oh, my God. Promise and your power. None of us really know how great we are until we're put in situations that make us great. The story of a diamond. It's a man in Africa. And he sold his land. It's a true story. He sold his land and he went out saying, I'm going to look for the world's richest diamonds. I'm going to find them. And he was in Africa. He sold his land. And the adage of the story is that the land that he sold was the land that had all the diamonds in it. So a lot of times we're looking to say, if I had the life of this person or that person, no, you got your life and you can make a difference out of it because you have God's promise, you have God's presence, and you have God's power. And now you can do what God calls you to do, and that's be the great person of God today. And I'm so happy, ladies and gentlemen, that there are missing moments in my life that I had to walk through, but not only walk through, but grow through. And I'm so happy that he gave individuals or people that he placed in my life to help me find the best me. Thank God for Sister Nia X. She gave me an opportunity. She saw some greatness. She saw the diamond in the rough and said, no, you belong over here in this. You're a diamond. You over there. You need to be shined up and polished off and given a platform. And that's what God uses. He uses plain, ordinary people to do great, extraordinary things for people. I didn't say just for me, but God doesn't have any respectful person. What he does for one, he'll do for all. And I'm so glad today that you're in a family of believers and people. Because, as I said last week, this is not just a show. This is a movement to move us into action, to move you into power, to move you into God's grace, glory, presence, and promise. Because God is looking for new leadership, new voices. And they come from people just like you and me who have a story, who have a purpose. And sometimes all you need is a plan to work God's will in your life. I guarantee you, if you don't know God's will, that if you do the work, God will give you the will to show you what he needs for you to get done. God is not looking for committed people. He's looking for a committed person to do the will, the way, and the work. There are people who just need to hear from you. There's a card that you need to send to your friends to say thank you for being in my life, and I appreciate you. And too many times we use people like we use plastic products, knives, forks, and spoons. We just throw them away. You can't throw people away like that. We have feelings. We have emotions. We have expectations. And if God treated you like you treat people, should he be around you? Or should he love you too? And I always use the adage, if there's 80% good in that person, the 20% we can work unless it's something that's truly crazy, but there's 80% of good versus 20 that may be off. But that's what life is about. Promises, brokenness, and we mend it together and we come up with the promise, the presence, and God's power to move you into your purpose. So it's four P's. Your purpose. God's power, and you find your purpose. And I'm so happy today that we have a plan. And that plan is love. I've never seen anyone OD off of too much love. But there's always a lack of. Because God so loved the world that he gave. And love is always giving. Lust takes, love gives. So today, if you want to give a gift away, give this radio station straight to the street. Give it to someone who is on the crooked road and they want to find a straight way with good knowledge and understanding. Give it to them. So, this is the Near 2X radio station, the voice of the people, and we're so glad on this evening that we're able to share with you the presence and power of this station. As we go into our station identity break.
All right, you're listening to Reverend Jerome Lee here on Near 2X Radio, the voice of the people. We're sponsored this hour by the following. Join Linda Sherman every Saturday on the Greater D.C. Chapter National Action Network's prayer line. And that's every Saturday for 30 minutes in response to COVID-19. The call is free and all are welcome. Minister Reverend Lee, your radio host today, is the featured guest speaker this coming Saturday. And he's going to deliver, as he always does, a timely, inspiring, spiritual message that empowers everyone listening. Join them Saturday, 12 noon. That is August 21st. At 12 noon Eastern Time, call 712-770-5384. The code is 400847. That number again is 712-770-5384. The code is 400847. Also, we're sponsored by the Greater D.C. Chapter, National Action Network. Are you a registered voter? Are you engaged with the movements taking place all over the country seeking civil rights? How about the beauty of the Black Power Movement or the fight for federal voting rights protection? How about being on top and directly involved in the push to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act? There is room for thousands more to lift your voice, be heard, and make the positive difference in the lives of your family and community. Join Martin Luther King III and the Honorable Reverend Dr. Al Sharpton and the National Action Network in Washington, D.C., Saturday, August 28th, 2021, for March on for Voting Rights. We cannot afford to be disunited, especially what the Supreme Court ruled on voting rights on July 1st, 2021. Listen, take time, make time. Get more details and register for free to be at the march. For more details, hit www.nationalactionnetwork.net. See you at the march. And now, back to Straight from the Streets with your radio host, Reverend Jerome Lee.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful on this day that we are able to have this dialogue with one another in reference to loving self. So now, once after we have forgiven, now we can start the reloving yourself. So my first thing that I want to say is that we have to replace, so replace old negative behavior with new. And if I could say one thing that I would love for the listening audience to do is to learn how to start loving you. When the last time that you woke up and you said, wow, I'm so glad that God made me, because there's only one me in the world. One you. Nobody living or died could do what you do because there's only one of you. You, loving you. When was the last time that you went in a bookstore and found something that talked about loving yourself mentally, emotionally, psychologically? If I had to look at your investment portfolio in self, would you tell me that you spent more on your car than your mental health? Have you spent more on your rims on your car than yourself? Have you spent more on you with Armani, Gucci, Fendi, Guess? But you don't know who you are. Investing in yourself. If they had love in a can, I would buy cases of it. Fill me up with the case of that love over there. I need a 24-pack of that. I fill me up with it. Give me a case of, 6 cases of forgiveness. If they had it in a can, I'd buy. If they had grace and mercy in a can, I'd buy. But none of it is to be sold. All of it is to be learned and taught to us. Because some of us in life would shortcut, cheat. We're going to break into the heavenly store. God, I took a 6-pack of forgiveness. I'll bring it back next week. God, I took a 6-pack of grace and mercy. I needed that for my family. We can come up with excuses on what we would do to shortcut. But in life, there's no shortcut, ladies and gentlemen. And if the true fairy tale is to be told, it's only true when you do the work. In life, you'll find, as Ayanna Van Zant says, if you find yourself in pieces, it's just because you don't know what peace is. Stop giving me a piece of your mind when God wants a piece of your heart. Your family wants a piece of your heart. No. Take my money. No, that ain't what they asked for. They wanted your time. Can't give you that. No, take this money. No. I need time, Dad. I need time. So some fairy tales can come true, but you got the key to the fairy tale. It's in your car. Or we were playing basketball. They passed it to you. What you going to do with it? Are you going to recognize that you have a prince or a princess who needs to know that all things are possible because my daddy and my mama believes in me, or my grandmama believes in me, my auntie believes in me, my community believes in me. And let me share with you a statistic. It says that the urban crime and violence statistics state that homicide is the number one killer of young black men between 15 and 24 years of age. And they are now more black men in prison than in all the colleges and universities combined. Wow, that's powerful. And there's 1.2 million black men in prison And out of every four males between the ages of 20 to 29, they are either in prison, on parole, or probation. And the incarceration rate of incarceration for black men is seven times higher than that of white males. Homicide or firearm-related homicides have been the second leading cause of black male between the ages of 15 and 24. And one out of every 21 black men in America will be murdered in their lifetime. And most of them will die at the hands of another black male. Last statistic. Black males between the ages of 15 and 24 are seven times more likely to be murdered by violence than white males, and seven times more likely to commit homicides than white. So community, we have a lot of love to give. There's no way that I can leave you in a pit and we not come out with an answer. And I didn't say I said we, because these are our children. They're our young men. They're our young ladies. And it's up to us. Up to us. Coin told by Benjamin Mays. It says, 60 seconds, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's forced upon me to use it. It's a tiny minute in it, eternity is in it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's forced upon me to use it. A tiny minute in it, and eternity is in it. How will you use your 60 seconds? And I hope today that you use your 60 seconds to uplift. And as we say in the hood, to big up your people, meaning show them some love. Lift them up where they're down. Say it's going to be all right. Is that hug, that dap, or that blessed assurance, or that camaraderie that everything is going to be all right? And one thing that I love about us as African Americans, we love some music. It's in our DNA. You can throw some music on. Kids can be two, and they're going to give you that rhythm nation that's inside of their DNA. And that's in all of us. Because when we're sad, we listen to music. When we're joyful, we listen to music. So music is an expression to all people all over the world. So I just want to say today, find something that doesn't have any explicit words, but find some songs that are the Temptation, What Can Make You Feel This Way, My Girl. Or find some of those oldies but goodies, some Earth, Wind, and Fire. Or you can find some of that Marvin Gaye, something that uplifts us as a whole. It doesn't tear you down. We came from Temptations, the Marvelettes, Supremes, to everything else. So instead of ascending, we are descending. And I'm just at a belief that all things are possible, not some, but all things. Because when I look at my raggedy life and I think things over, if God can take me out of prison and put me out and give me an opportunity to share with you, then I think all things are possible. Whether you LC, legally crazy, or you LD, legally disadvantaged, or LS, legally slow, God can still work miracles in all facets of life. And I'm just one of those persons that whatever disability you got, God can replace it with ability to be the best that you can be. And there's some great persons on the sound of my voice that just need a push, or they need to hear their name called. So your name is being called today. You're being summoned to the court of greatness. A family, your family is waiting for you to stand up and be the matriarch, the patriarch, or the leader, or the visionary, or the healer, or the proclamator of love, or just the person with the promise on it. Or you can be the princess with the dance that will have us marveling to see how God works his DNA in you to show us what music is done like. Or you can pick up the microphone and give us a great cacophony of eloquent words that will give us a rendition of Black excellence or Hispanic excellence or whatever culture you are, excellence. Because I believe that there's excellence in all of our DNA. We just have to be able to find the mechanism or the key to release it. Because today, instead of having missing moments, we want to replace the missing moments to great moments of understanding where we come together and celebrate you. Yes, you, pointing to myself or to yourself or to herself or himself, because God is using all of us to bring some type of healing to the world. And as last week I said, either you're a redeemer or destroyer, I choose to redeem the time, my talent, my love, and my sharing to you. To give what I have. I don't have much, but I have great DNA to be the best that I can be for my community. So I salute those who are out there doing the work today. I salute you. To those men and women who are out there fighting the front line for COVID, I salute you. Those that are in military, I salute you. For those that are in spiritual places trying to help ignite change and understanding, I salute you. And for those parents who are out there on the battlefield every day, I salute you. And to our grandparents, I salute you with wisdom. And to my everyday brothers and sisters in the struggle just trying to make it to get past, I salute you too. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it low, I'm poor, but I'm still somebody because we are all children of God. So I salute everyone. And as I say to you, I follow my examples. I want to uplift you all. I want to uplift, as the kids say, my big homies, my elders. So today we salute you all. And I thank God for all the things that he does to make us wax with eloquence, with love, peace, and understanding. And I'm so thankful that on this journey that we're able to be able to fellowship at the table of brotherhood and sisterhood, because there's somebody today that needs assurance. Not insurance, but assurance. Insurance is a premium that you have to pay for, but assurance is that even when the bill ain't paid, that God is still providing full coverage and all benefits. And that's the type of God we serve, that has a benefit packet that will blow your mind. And all you have to do is just sign up. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. Come as you are. You don't have to be the brightest, the gifted. You can be the least, the lost, and the turned out, and God still will love on you like he loves on everybody else in the family. And I'm so glad that that's the type of God we serve, where we can come in the door one way and leave out the other way. So it's a wonderful thing. And there are missing moments. So as I reflect over that, what are some of the missing moments in your life that you can reflect back over? And you can say, if you had a chance to redo it, who would be a person living or dead that you would love to say I'm sorry to, or that I'm so proud of you? You know who they are. You know who they are. But that's as you begin to evolve as men and women. There are things that we just don't have an answer to. But love gives us the assurance that everything is going to be all right. So just keep your hand in the hand of the man who loves everything and everybody. And he doesn't have any respectful person. They call him G-O-D. And for some, if you're a Christian, they call him Jesus and God. And for others, they call him prophets. And for others, they call him who he is. And that is God Almighty. So we're just thankful today. And I know that in this process, that we all can make a difference. And I'm so happy today that you want to make a difference. And I'm happy that I'm making a difference. And it's step by step, moment by moment, minute by minute, that we can give each other what we need to be the best that we can be. And I'm excited about that. I believe that all things are possible. Because when I look back over my life, there's been highs and there's been lows. There's been in-betweens and valleys. But through it all, I can trust and lean on the blessed assurance that he will get me through what I need to get through. And I'm so thankful today that somebody can walk away from this program being more inspired, more open. Because everything in life, if you close, you can't receive. But if you open, you can receive. And remember, promises are given to us every day. We just have to be able to receive them. If you're clear about what it is that you want, or if you don't know what you want. And I said that last week, you have to understand your love language with God. If it's words that you need for him to do, he'll give you the words. If you want God to show you signs, he'll give you signs. He'll give you whatever you ask him to in reference for you to be the best that you can be. And you can never outgive God in whatever you give. When you give him your raggedy life, he gave you a new life. And everything that I've ever wanted, I have received. And I'm walking in so much goodness, meaning that anything that I've desired, I've tripped and failed. And when I fell and I got up, I'm like, whoa, you mean this is for me? Yes, that's for you. And he doesn't use ducks. He doesn't use any animals or whatever. He uses plain, ordinary people that you see every day. So I hope that we don't marginalize, underestimate, and devalue each other's voice, because all of us have a story, and I want to hear your story. So if you want to call in and share with your story, or if you just want to be able to, you know, email or whatever, I want to hear your story. Because behind each and every successful man or woman, there are two or three other people that help prop that person up to be who they are. And I'm so thankful for the backdrop. It's like the Verizon person. He says, do you hear me now? But when he says, do you hear me, there are thousands of other people that make the network what it is. And you are that one person, and there are other people in your family who prop you up, who make sacrifices for you to be the best that you can be. So you can live out your dreams, your ambition. You going to college, and it's somebody like your grandmother who's big up in you with some putting that money on your in your account so you can be able to have some basic necessities. And sometime in life, you all, we had to learn that no is a good thing. No doesn't mean no forever. It means no for now. And some things we just need to say no to. everything we can't always say yes to. Because if I said yes to everything that I wanted, we would all perish. Because there are things and desires that would just kill all of us. So I'm so thankful that people says no. Because the no mean that that could be poison, but if you want to eat it, then that's the outcome of it. So I'm so thankful that today when we look back over moments in our lives, how can you be better? How can you be the best you? And I want to start with this again. If you have a pen or if you just want to look at this, it's called good, better, best, and great. And every moment in life, we go through this transition every day. You may have a good moment, better, the best, and great. But they're all things within us that we have control of. And if you always want to be the best that you can be, it comes with work. If you want to be the best basketball player, then you got to go to practice. If you want to be the best boxer, then you got to come to the gym. If you want to be the best articulate wordsmith, then you have to be at the dictionary or reading books. And if you want to be the best expositor on the microphone, as they say, then you have to study your rhyme to be on time. Or if you just want to be a good, solid individual, well-rounded on whatever that you do, then you have to read more. And the adage is, if you want to hide anything from anybody, put it in the book, because most likely we don't read. True adage. Because once, and this is a joke that I used to tell my job readiness class, I said, who in here has ever been to London? They all said, none of us. I said, neither have I been to London, but I've read enough that I feel like I've been to London. So you can go to London by reading. Oh. Yes, reading is the thing what engages us to go to London mentally, emotionally, psychologically. Those things are the things that help you propel you to see what different worlds are out there. You may not physically can get there, but mentally you can go there. While I was incarcerated, I read a lot. So one book can be passed around 5 or 6 or 7 times because people like to read. That's how they due time. And I went back and looked over some of my certificates. I did a lot of groundbreaking work for myself, scriptorial wise, that I was able to get a doctorate degree while I was in there. But I used my time. So when I talk, I don't talk from emotionalism. I try to be factual because I don't want to waste your time nor my time espousing my opinions when there are facts out there that can lead us to what we need. Opinions are just like anything else. We need facts. And we need facts and myths. The facts along with love. And where there's a lot of law, there's no love. But where there's a lot of love, there's less love. Because love gives. It embraces. It holds. It gives us what we need to be the best that we can be. And I'm so thankful today that we're able to love on this station, straight from the street. It's coming to you. I was in the street. Now I'm out the street, but I want to give back to the street. Let me say that again. I was in the street. On the street. Now I'm in a different setting, giving back to the streets academically, spiritually, emotionally, and I'm trying to set you free in moments of unclarity or uncertainty by saying we can do this together as a community. We, French word, we can make it together. Together we stand, divided we fall. We want to thank you for the Nia X 2 radio station, the voice of the people. As we begin to move on, we would like to take a station identity break. If not, then we move on.
This portion of the program is brought to you by the following. On Near 2X Radio, we had Pastor Robert Smith Jr. He is the senior pastor at New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. In fact, Pastor Smith Jr. follows the late, great, not ever forgotten, Reverend of all times, the father of the Queen of Soul. We're speaking of Reverend C.L. Franklin, the father of Aretha Franklin. Now, Pastor Smith was here today on a show that we really want to hear, and he talked about what is going on in Haiti, the recent assassination of Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, and the attempted assassination on his wife. Know the facts, know what's happening, know what's going on in the world with our brothers and sisters in Haiti. Many of us know that they just suffered a severe 7.2 earthquake, and there's so much more going on. Hear it along with 10 other pages of radio shows on Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. Reach us 24/7 at www.blackonblackunity.com. Get in on the action at www.blackonblackunity.com. Check out all 10 pages of profanity-free radio talk, and it's all for you. Now, let's get back to Straight from the Streets from your radio host, your brother and mine, Reverend Jerome Lee.
Thank you so much, Sister Nia X, for your wonderful acknowledgments. So today, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to close out on this show, I just want to say thank you for those individuals who have sown into all of our lives, whether it was your grandfather who helped you become to be the best business person, or your auntie that helped you do the best cosmetology or doing hair, or the person who helped you be the best barber, or whatever facet in life, there's always someone else behind us, as I stated earlier. And I'm so thankful for everyone coming to spend their time with me on this station. You could be anywhere, but you chose to be here, and I don't take that lightly, so I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. If you bought a pen and a friend, I want to thank your friend. And next week, can you go get someone else and tell them, hey, turn and tune in to Straight from the Street. This show is exciting, it's different, and it's about giving, healing, and making us better as a people, making us better as individuals, and making our community whole. That's what this is about. And the other thing, don't meet me here, beat me here. I want to see you excited about what we're about to indulge into, some good intellectual, spiritual, therapeutic knowledge that we're going to share together. And one thing what I love about two teeth, they look better together. So as a family, we're all together in this, on this station. We're all together. We're like a family that stays together, who talks together, and there's love, loving on each other together. And I'm excited to be in this family, on this radio network, sharing this information, sharing my gift, sharing my understanding of what I think may help. Is it the best? It's the best of what I have to give at this moment. And it's always coming out of a place of love. So I love loving on you all. I love loving the world. And I love loving on anyone who is healing our people, loving on our people, and giving us what we need. And that's God's love, to be the best that we can be. So I'm thankful to you all, thoughtful and loving. And as we see you next week, as I always end my show, I hope that I find you not in pieces, but find you in peace. Because when I find you in peace, we can always come to the table of brotherhood saying we love each other in peace. Until we see you again next week, I'm your host, Jerome Lee, straight from the street, and we'll see you next week in the street. Peace and blessings, everyone. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.